Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, we're going to go over about 1,000 years of Western civilization. That's right, folks. We're talking about Western Civilization, the complete musical Abridged, being performed over at Anchorage Community Theater in collaboration with Midnight Sun Theater. And we have the director, Dave Block, who's here with us. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much for having us.
We also have one of the three madcap performers, Alex Albrecht, who's with us today. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hello. Thank you.
So, David, let's talk with you first.
Sure.
This show is one of the several shows been created by this group that originally, I believe, the first show was the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged.
Right.
Now they've gone on to other versions of different things, the Bible, America. And now they're doing Western Civilization, and it's a musical.
And it's a musical, right. Yeah, those guys at the Reduced Shakespeare Company have come up with a variety of scripts now, the Bible, the history of America, sports, Hollywood, everything you can think of. And this play is their only musical. And it was originally written in 1998 and was called the Complete Millennium Musical to prepare for the year 2000. And it takes place, it begins in the year 1000. So it was to cover from 1000 to 2000, those the next 1000 years. And in 2002, they changed it to the Western Civilization, the complete musical, Abridged. And so that's what we're looking at.
And have they updated it since then?
Yeah, it's been updated in 2002. And, you know, one of the things that the guys, what's interesting for a director is, you know, most often you're pretty strictly held to the script and you're enjoined from making any changes. But in this text, and really all of the Reduced Shakespeare texts, they encourage you to make it timely, update things, make changes for your location and so forth. So we've done a bunch of that ourselves as well.
And Alex, that must be one of the fun challenges of the show like this, because you have a script, but you also are encouraged to improvise. And I
right.
know the three of you, you, Scott Cantrell, and Becca Mahar, or it must be the Three Stooges on stage and doing all of this. So it must be kind of fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, you know, trying to purposely, because there's been so much that happened in the world since their last update in 2002. It's trying to put really recent technological advances and pop culture advancements into the script. Like, you know, the advent of social media and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, latest political actions and stuff like that, trying to insert those in. So it's like, oh, I see what you did there.
Such a topical show has to be updated that way. Because
yeah.
back
yeah.
in 2002, I mean, we were the Y2K thing. It just happened. We were
right.
afraid all the computers were going to just crash. And
right.
now we have, you know, computers in our pockets.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
yeah. So tell us a bit about the musical version of this, not the version, but the musical aspect of this show.
Well, that is a big deal. These actors that I've been lucky to work with are incredibly funny, and they are very smart and on the ball. They're also very musically talented, and the music in this show is not easy. It comes really, it's really fast. I mean, there's song after song after song, and you know, it's I wouldn't say it's easy music, and these guys are nailing it, and it's a lot of fun and different styles. We've got rock, disco,
and
all, you know, everything you can think of is in there, including a little bit of the Nutcracker. So
that was my favorite bit, was just like you. Just like at the beginning, oh, the music should be easy. It's the script you got to focus on. And it's completely opposite, where we're killing ourselves over the music, and the script's the easy part to get through.
But music requires a certain adherence to a structure.
Right, yeah.
Whereas the acting and with the script with updates and so forth, you can go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So the music, you really have to keep to that structure, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Musically, we have to keep to the structure. But there are a lot of places where we've been changing lyrics, too, to match with the times. And, you know, so we're, you know, as lyricists, I don't know that that's our strong point. So, you know, finding words to rhyme with, you know.
If it fits in the rhythm, it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting because I know, Alex, we work together in Shakespeare and also Scott as well. And Shakespeare
yeah.
has a certain rhythm in his language. But to be able to bring your own self to it, and not necessarily changing the words of Shakespeare, but changing things that happen with those words. It's similar to this, is it not?
Well, it's taking into account the fact that this is reduced Shakespeare, and they're known for, you know, changing things up just on its own. And then, you know, there's a little bit of, this isn't a really widely known musical compared to, you know, doing Shakespeare or Twelfth Night, where, like, people can quote it like nothing, where it's this play. Who knows? It could have been written down that way for all you know.
Well, what kind of musical instruments are playing in this show?
Well, our space, as you know, at ACT is rather small, so we can't have a full band. So the music is recorded for us, and we're going off that. So
kind of a karaoke musical.
Kind of a karaoke musical, although we do have some guitar appearances by the famous musician Alex Albrecht. Yeah. So he'll be there playing a little bit. So. Yeah, so we have, at least we have that. The music, the playing of the music is going to be spot on.
In case everything else falls apart, the music will be there.
That's right. We'll have that backbone.
Always rely on the musicians.
Well, this must be a really creative process. You've mentioned a few things already. Was it like in a rehearsal? I mean, how do you work together to create this? These plays, they come across as being so spontaneous when you see them. How do you keep that freshness alive?
Wow, I cry a lot in rehearsals. the actors come to me and say, "I'm going to try this tonight. See what you think. Do we keep this or not?" It's a collaborative process in that sense. And you know, we try things, and you know, maybe that's too far, or you know, go bigger with that. And we just try stuff and try and keep what works and. You know, all of that. But I know, you know, as we get audiences, you know, we had a test audience last night. They were literally in tears in certain sections. And, you know, our opening tonight, we will see what people laugh at, and we'll make I'm sure we'll make changes as the performances go on.
Well, I'm sure an audience always adds the last element to the show.
Yeah.
This is KSKA. I'm Steve Hunt. This is Stage Talk, and we're talking with David Block, who's the director of Western Civilization, the complete musical, Abridged, opening tonight at ACT and running until August the 1st. We also have Alex Albrecht, who's one of the actors in this show. So the audience really does play a part in the show, doesn't it? So
absolutely.
You said you had an audience last night. How did they affect what happened on the stage?
Well, Alex lost control.
There's a bit where I just, you know, it's still hard not to break. And so I got to, like, look off into the lights and just, you know, avoid the action on stage that's happening, but still sing along with the music. And it's you know, that's the biggest challenge so far.
It's very funny. And so we find ourselves laughing a lot. And, you know, and having an audience there just adds to that. So I think, you know, the audience is part of the collaboration. There's a lot of audience interaction in this show as well. Sit in the front rows. That's an important part of this performance.
Are you doing a Gallagher type of show? You're going to spray them with watermelons?
You're not very far off. I would say wear clothing that you wouldn't mind getting wet.
it'll be interesting. But so there, you know, that's a part of the performance that we're still, you know, as we get audiences, that is going to be perfected. And, you know, what they bring to the performance will be just as important as what the actors bring.
And that's the beauty of live theater, because the show, I'm sure, is going to develop all the way up into closing night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then who knows, even beyond that, you guys get together at a bar somewhere and do the show. So can you tell us, this covers over 1,000 years of Western civilization.
Right.
Can you hit a couple of high points of the stories you tell? I know sometimes they can be, like in the complete works of William Shakespeare, all the histories in a football game. So how do you do something like this?
Well, luckily it's such a well-structured script that, you know, they'll take this broad concept like, you know, the Enlightenment, and, you know, put that to the Nutcracker Suite, and like that'll cover the entire thing, or, you know, the entire crusades are wrapped up in those old 50s, like, go get 'em, Johnny, win one for the Gipper, in those little segments. And so it's bringing these really interesting ways to approach these pieces of history.
And, you know, as Alex has suggested, there's a lot of it that's done through the music. You know, So, you know, broad swaths of history done in one song. And there's just a lot of stuff. So we cover the Vikings, the Crusades, the Magna Carta, the Enlightenment, Renaissance, all of Renaissance art, the Impressionists.
Who does some of the impressions of Renaissance art?
You know, the great Dutch Impressionist Vincent van Gogh.
Yes.
Get it?
Gotcha.
That's Scott. He does great.
Okay.
So, and we do the Sistine Chapel ceiling. You know, there's just a lot of, it covers everything. It really does. One of the things that's interesting about it, though, I think, is that, you know, these guys are satirists. And so it turns the eye on our culture and says, hey, is history really just written by dead white guys, or, you know, is there more to it than that? And so we investigate women in history and, you know, some of these different marginalized groups that have kind of been forgotten. We focus on that. And so it's eye-opening. You actually come away with it with a message that says, you know, hey, these people were important in history too, and we should pay attention to that. And you can do that all while laughing at ourselves. And I think they do a good job of that in the writing of the script.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's been one of the hallmarks I've noticed about these series of plays they've done, is that they have a point of view.
I mean, absolutely.
And they update some things, not update them, but they make them in a light that shines from our own standpoint today. So we see things in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
One other element of the show that I've also noticed before is that these shows were developed by these two or three guys, depending on when they were doing it, Reed and Austin. And they also are playing themselves on stage as mm-hmm. well. So how are you handling that element? Are you doing this as Alex and Scott and Becca, or are you doing it as other actors playing these characters playing these characters?
The way I'm looking at the role is, it's, you know, it's me, but I'm taking a certain aspect of my personality and heightening that up, you know, knocking that up to 10, you know, whether it's an enthusiasm for what's going on or like a geekiness or just being a total nerd about it, you know, amping the excitement up, you know, getting the energy up and then, you know, dropping down other parts.
So are the actors actually playing your character version of yourself?
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, I'd say are kind of a heightened version of themselves, yeah.
And absolutely. They have a relationship between themselves as well.
Absolutely.
And that's where some of the comedy comes from, is the conflict between the actors in the past of the other shows. So that must be fun to play with as well.
Oh yeah, just one of the conflicts that kind of drives that little meta-ness of it all is, you know, just... I'm usually in the back, but it's Scott and Becca. You know, they're usually clashing over just some bits.
And Alex gets to kind of play the peacemaker in a lot of that stuff. So
that's what I've noticed before in these shows. There's always sort of like a ganging up, and then one person's kind of left out. And
right.
That's almost as much fun in the show as the material they're doing on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And these guys, all three of them, have known each other from other shows and stuff like that. So there was a ready-made chemistry there that really, really works. You know, I think maybe one of the things we if there's anything that we have trouble with is that we sometimes get too comfortable with ourselves and we get too inside and we got to go, wait, pull back. We got to go back to, nobody's going to get that joke because it's just between the three of us.
And that's where the audience is going to come in,
exactly,
right?
Exactly right.
Exactly right. Well, tonight's opening night for you guys. Have a break Ooh. A leg and I'm sure that you'll have a great run. This is Western Civilization, the complete musical, Abridged, developed by RSC, the Reduced Shakespeare Company, being performed at Anchorage Community Theater in collaboration with Midnight Sun Theater. My guests today were David Block, who's the director. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And Alex Albrecht, who was one of the actors and zanies in this show. Thanks for being on the show.
Gracias.
For more information about this show and for other shows playing in the area, go to our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org. Just click on Stage Talk and we'll get you right there. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.